All right, everyone, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the world of chiropractic care.
Oh, boy.
Just kidding. It's actually way more interesting than you might think.
Right.
We're tackling a big one today. 100% chiropractic. They're a nationwide chain, and their website, well, let's just say, they don't lack confidence.
Not one bit.
So if you've ever wondered about chiropractic, maybe consider giving it a try or just enjoy a good deep dive with us. You're in the right place.
Absolutely.
First impression, their website, it's like the shiny, happy people version of healthcare. Super welcoming, all about finding a location near you.
Which makes sense, right? They're a chain, got to be everywhere, got to be convenient.
True, true. But then you get to this can't miss offer.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
$49 for the first experience. Let's see, it includes a discovery session. X-rays if needed, posture analysis.
Oh, and X-rays already.
That's what I thought. And it goes on. Empowerment session, whatever that is, first adjustment. A&D, a massage or stretch session. I mean, are they giving away the farm here?
It's clever marketing. I'll give them that. Bundle it all together. Seems like a steal. Gets people in the door. But you got to wonder, is all that really necessary for everyone right off the bat?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? So let's break down their actual services. They've got the usual suspects, massage therapy, nutrition, stretch therapy. Oh, and x-rays again.
They seem really proud of those x-rays.
To the point where it's almost strange. They even say, and I quote, "A lot of chiropractors do not x-ray. This is how you know we are the real deal."
Okay, that's a bit of a head-scratcher. Look, needing an x-ray is totally dependent on what's going on. Not using them doesn't make a chiropractor any less qualified. It's about using the right tool for the job, not just using fancy equipment for the sake of it.
It does feel a tad gimmicky, like they're trying a little too hard to stand out. Anyway, moving on. They talk a lot about this corrective care thing. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, it's gaining traction in the chiropractic world.
Their website describes it as, and I quote, "breaking unhealthy patterns in both your spine and nervous system and assists the body to build new healthy patterns. This can take time as we are reversing years of compensation."
Okay, so in plain English.
Please, because I'm lost.
Basically, it's saying instead of just cracking your back and giving you temporary relief, they're trying to fix the underlying problem, the root cause, so to speak.
Like, instead of popping pain pills for a sore back, you go to physical therapy to strengthen those muscles and fix your posture so it doesn't hurt anymore.
Exactly. It's about long-term solutions, not just quick fixes. More visits, more commitment, but potentially longer lasting results.
So corrective care, it's like spinal boot camp, intense. Mm-hmm. But hey, who wouldn't want to live their life at 100%, right?
Oh.
Which brings us to their mission statement.
Yes, the elusive 100%.
They're all about helping you achieve your full potential through, you guessed it, spinal health, pain relief, flexibility, better posture, all that good stuff.
Sounds great in theory, but.
There's always a but.
But then they take it a step further. We start talking about boosting your immune system, improving sleep, even reducing stress.
All thanks to your spine.
You got it. Now, don't get me wrong. Spinal health IS important, but it's not the be-all and end-all of overall health.
It's like they found a magic hammer and now everything looks like a nail.
Exactly. I'd want to see some hard evidence before I buy into the idea that a chiropractor can cure the common cold.
So a healthy dose of skepticism is warranted.
Always. Especially when it comes to big claims. Speaking of big claims, did you see the statistics they throw around?
Oh, yeah. 1 million adjustments per day. 80% of adults suffer back pain, on and on.
Impressive, right?
Sure, if they're true.
My thoughts exactly. Numbers can be very convincing, but always, always follow the source. Where are they getting these stats from? Are they credible? Unbiased. It's worth digging a little deeper before accepting them at face value.
Okay, so we've got big promises, fancy services, a grand mission statement. What else could they possibly use to reel us in?
Let me guess.
Testimonials. And boy, do they have a lot of them.
Everyone's raving about their life-changing experience, I bet.
Pretty much. People talking about the friendly staff, the personalized care, you know, the works. But there are a few that stand out.
Oh, like what?
One person claimed their chiropractor helped with their baby's latch during breastfeeding.
Interesting.
And another said their chronic migraines disappeared thanks to their corrective plan. It's all very anecdotal.
That's the thing about testimonials. They're just personal experiences. They might be true, they might be exaggerated, or they might be completely coincidental.
Yeah.
It's hard to say for sure without more context. Like with that breastfeeding example, is there any scientific evidence to support that, or is it just one person's experience?
That's a good question. One that we should probably try to find an answer to, but we'll save that for later.
Sounds like a plan.
Because right now, we're wading deep into the world of persuasive marketing. And trust me, there's a lot more to unpack. Stay tuned.
It's easy to get caught up in those feel-good stories, though, right? Especially when you're looking for hope for a solution.
Oh, absolutely. We want to believe that there's an answer out there, a way to feel better.
And that's totally understandable. But it's important to remember that testimonials are just one piece of the puzzle.
Like one slice of a very persuasive pie.
Exactly. Yeah. And we don't always know what the whole pie is made of. It's mm-hmm. like reading a 5-star review online. You know, there might be other reviews, other experiences, but you're only seeing the ones they choose to show you.
So the glowing testimonials, they're like the highlight reel of chiropractic care.
Pretty much. And look, it doesn't mean those positive experiences aren't valid, but it's crucial to keep in mind that we're only getting one side of the story.
So what do we do? How do we become more informed healthcare consumers?
Well, for starters, don't be afraid to ask questions.
Of the chiropractor.
Yeah. And of yourself.
Yeah.
What are your goals? What are your concerns? What are your expectations? Once you have a clearer sense of what you're looking for, then you can start doing your research.
So don't be afraid to shop around.
Absolutely. You wouldn't buy a car based solely on the testimonials on the dealership's website, would you?
Touche. I'd be checking consumer reports, talking to mechanics, kicking the tires.
Exactly. You want the full picture. And same goes for chiropractic care.
Yeah.
Look beyond the testimonials. Read up on the science. Talk to other healthcare professionals. Get a second opinion.
It's about gathering as much information as possible so you can make an informed decision.
Precisely. And speaking of information, I noticed something else on their website. They mentioned nutrition as one of their services.
Right. But they didn't really elaborate on that, did they?
Not really. So that's another question to ask. What's their philosophy on nutrition? Do they believe that what you eat directly impacts your spinal health? Or is it more about overall well-being?
And how does their empowerment session play into all of this?
A good question.
Yeah.
Maybe they delve into their nutritional approach during that session. But again, it's crucial to be an informed consumer.
Don't just take their word for it.
Right. Ask for a clarification. See the research behind their claims. Make sure it aligns with your own understanding of health and wellness. Remember, it's your health, your body, your choice.
I like that. It's empowering to remember that we have a choice when it comes to our health care.
Absolutely. And a good healthcare provider should respect that choice. They should be willing to answer your questions, address your concerns, and work with you to develop a treatment plan that feels right for you.
It's about finding a healthcare provider who is a good fit for you, someone you feel comfortable with, and who you trust to guide your care.
Exactly. It's a partnership, not just a transaction. And if at any point you feel pressured or unsure, it's okay to walk away.
Don't be afraid to get a second opinion or to seek out a different provider altogether.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into 100% chiropractic. What are your final thoughts?
Overall, I'd say their website is a masterclass in marketing. It's visually appealing. They make some enticing promises. And those testimonials are certainly compelling. But as we've discussed, it's crucial to approach it all with a critical eye. It's easy to get swept up in the promises, right? Like, sign me up for a healthier, happier me. But as we've been saying, a little skepticism never hurts.
Never hurts at all. Don't let the shiny exterior overshadow the importance of good old-fashioned research.
It's like you wouldn't buy a house sight unseen, right? You got to look beyond the listing photos, check for cracks in the foundation.
Exactly. You got to make sure it's actually as good as it looks. And with chiropractic care, that means doing your homework.
So for our listeners who are intrigued, maybe thinking about trying it out, what's the key takeaway you want them to walk away with?
Knowledge is power. The more you know about chiropractic, the good, the bad, the different approaches, the better prepared you'll be to make smart choices about your health.
Love that. Don't be afraid to ask questions, right?
Absolutely. And don't just take one person's word for it. Talk to different providers, get different perspectives. It's your spine, your health, your choice.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into 100% chiropractic. Remember, folks, a little healthy skepticism never hurts. Until next time, stay curious.